A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dory Shafrir.
Wow.
That was very NPR.
Oh, well, thank you.
I say that in a positive way. I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is not NPR. You are not listening to your local NPR station.
No, because no one at NPR would be pulling tissues out of their bra while recording, which is what I keep doing. I'm like a magician.
You don't know that.
You think like Terry Gross and Michelle Norris are pulling tissues out of their arms and clothes?
Look, we don't know what Sherry Glazer is doing.
I would love.
Those are all local.
Michelle Norris and Michelle Terry Norris. Or not.
Well, Terry's WHYY.
That's true, but the whole world knows Terry.
That's true. What about Larry? Nina Totenberg.
Oh, I love Nina Totenberg.
She is not pulling tissues out of her bra.
No.
She's a very dignified lady.
They all seem dignified. Yeah, I feel like everyone on NPR has a level of
dignity that we will never achieve.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
And like gravitas and just,
yeah,
they're so admirable.
We're just us. Oh, well.
We'll never be on NPR. But I mean, never say never.
Never say never.
Maybe we will be the next, the fresh air. It'll be called like,
we call it fresher air.
Fresher air. Well,
okay.
This is a podcast about self-care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And today we're talking about self-love. But before we dig into that, let's dig into the business side of this podcast.
Yeah, let's dig into the biz.
Because look, at the beginning of every episode, we've got to give you the rundown.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Sorry about it, but it has to happen. One, anything we talk about here on this episode, you can find on our website, forever35podcast.com.
Our redesigned website.
It's very pretty.
It is very pretty.
You can find merch there, too. You can find information about...
Oh, and speaking of merch.
Oh, yeah.
Sale. We are having a sale. This is airing on February 13th. I think we'll probably run it through, let's say midnight on Saturday.
Okay.
The 15th. You get 10% off with the code LOVE. So head on over there and pick yourself up, I don't know, a pair of leggings or a necklace or
journal,
drawstring bag, tote bag,
whatever you want,
sticker, socks, mug. Wow, we got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can always call us at our voicemail, which is 781-591-0390. You can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. The password to get into the group is serums.
And we're on all the social medias.
We are. Yeah. We are. On Instagram, we're forever35podcast. On Twitter, we're forever35pod. And we always appreciate a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. We just, you know, just
that's
a
very nice
thing to do.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you so much. Well, Kate.
Just drinking my bone broth, Dory.
Yeah, you're drinking bone broth.
I have a cold.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
Tis the season indeed.
And so I am indeed drinking a bone broth.
Yeah. Is this homemade bone broth?
It is not. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Okay.
It is from a local store here in Los Angeles called Creation, spelled with a K.
Oh, I'm familiar.
It is, you know, just one of those places where you can get a very expensive juice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went there, I got a smoothie and it was like approximately $18.
Oh my God.
And then I like crawled out of there with my tail between my legs. Cause what did I just
do? It was the Tom Ford lipstick of smoothies.
Honestly, it was like, what is in this smoothie? Like gold flakes.
Was it delicious?
It was fine. Okay. But their bone broth actually is very good.
Okay.
And I have not had a chance to make my own recently. And I, because I'm sick, I find it very soothing to just drink hot liquids.
Yeah.
So
stay hydrated.
I'm trying. I am trying. But yeah, it's been like 3 weeks of sickness in my house with flu, croup. There was a minor pinworm scare. So I've been sick. I'm trying to kind of recalibrate and rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, can I say that I have a bone to pick?
A bone broth?
I got to put a toothpick in this bone broth.
Okay. Yes.
I have been doing all the things one does when one is sick to try to heal themselves. I've been taking my elderberry syrup and, you know, my baths with my soap, not my soaps, my baths with my salt. And, and I get irritated when conversations occur where it's like, you know, I never get sick and it's because I do ... I think this myth of like the person who doesn't ever get sick because of
X
insert whatever there. I think they just haven't been sick in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a level of like,
praise. It's almost like they're blaming you. Like it's your fault.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And
like,
I have,
if only you had done what I do.
Yeah, like, oh, well, I drink elderberry. Elderberry is just on the tip of my brain right now.
Yeah.
And I never get sick. Or I have bone broth, you know, every week and I never get sick. And it's like, oh, it's the same experience I've had. My kids have had lice a ton.
Yeah.
And as a result, I've gotten it. And I often talk to people and they're like, well, I just put tea tree oil on my kid's head and we've never had lice. And I'm like, that's a nice preventative measure. It's not, doesn't completely prevent it.
Right.
One day it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've been feeling a little sensitive about those conversations that I find like I get into a lot.
Interesting.
Have you had those conversations at all?
I mean, you're really speaking my language because those kinds of conversations drive me up a wall, which is perhaps why I don't get into them. It's like people start and they're like, oh, no, not gonna go there with her.
I have to watch myself when I do it. About anything too, you know, because I certainly on the flip side do it about all sorts of things, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, it's so hard to say like what helps, and correlation is not causation.
Mm. And we're all individuals.
And we're all individuals. And we all, you know, someone who works in an office, has kids in daycare, and travels a lot is probably going to get sick a lot more than someone who like works from home and has no kids.
Yes. Or like,
and never leaves the state. Yeah. You know what
I
mean?
Depending on where you live. Like, I definitely get sick less in California than I did in New York.
Right.
I was on the subway every day in New York. The weather was different. Anyway.
Whew, you know, I, as you know, I am generally not one for these more, shall we say, homeopathic remedies. And I know that this is a controversial stance, but that's just, I'm just speaking my truth.
You're like, give me the DayQuil.
Stuff I do put stock in is like washing your hands, sneezing into your elbow. Like, you know what I mean? Like the kind of things that do actually try to prevent the spread of germs.
Can we write a book called Girl Wash Your Hands?
Well, you know, I wanted to write a book called Girl Wash Your Butt.
Washing your hands is way more important than washing your face.
Oh, completely agree.
Like,
yes. Washing your face does not prevent the spread of germs.
No, we got to scrub these hands.
Yeah, you got to wash the hands. We are in peak hand washing time. I mean, it should always be peak hand washing time, but like, especially now.
No, you make a good point. That is really,
you know?
And anytime that you go to the doctor, which I have done a lot in the past month with my kids, it's like, they're just like, you got to wash those hands and you've got to say the alphabet while you wash your hands.
Mm.
And that's how long you have to do it. And like, there's just.
Now, all that said as well, it is obviously still possible to get sick even if you wash your hands 1,000 times a day. And I don't want to encourage anyone who perhaps has like OCD tendencies to think like, oh my God, I need to wash my hands every 5 seconds now.
I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, I think it helps, but I don't think it's like, it's not the cure-all is what I'm saying.
Right. Well, there is no, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to just divert us here. It's just,
no, I love these kinds of conversations.
I've been thinking about it a lot as I, you know, take measures in order to try to help myself get better. And
yeah,
also just know, like, sometimes when you're like, I have to just, and also it's just a cold. I'm very fortunate. I don't have anything serious.
But. I mean, I feel like, and again, hashtag not a doctor.
Hashtag definitely not doctors.
Definitely not doctors. But when I get a cold, like, I kind of do what you're doing. I just try, like, I really do think rest is so important. Rest is like the number one thing that is going to help you get over the cold.
Oh, do you know what's weird? I exercised today pretty intensely this morning and I sweated a ton and I felt great after. Like, it felt like I had pushed a little bit of it out of me, which normally I don't feel that way. And that was kind of exciting.
Well, they do say that, like, if you are feeling up for it, it's good to exercise when you're sick, but like, don't push it. You know what I mean? My son has sort of had a lingering cold and it's kind of come back. And so he was congested yesterday. He was congested over the weekend. Today he was kind of coughing, but he's also been sleeping more. And I think that's been helping him get over it.
Sleep is such a healer.
Sleep is a healer. Sleep is such a healer. I also think there is power in hot liquids.
Yes.
So those are my two suggestions.
Dr. Dory.
Dr. Dory says, wash your hands, get a lot of sleep, and
hot liquids.
Hot liquids.
Drink
chicken
them up.
Soup if you eat meat. Maybe some vegetable pho if you don't.
Ooh, that sounds good. I will tell you, Creation, the very expensive bone broth location that I went to, had a vegan, not bone broth. And I tried it. It was delish.
Ooh.
So for all our vegan local
friends.
Well,
you know, there is a local, I don't know, I think they have branches outside of Los Angeles, but there's a small ramen chain in LA called Jinya.
Oh yeah, I love Jinya.
And they have a spicy, creamy vegan ramen that is delicious. I get it like once a week. It's so good.
Didn't we talk about you working on this takeout thing last episode?
And this is like my special, like, treating myself.
It's ramen.
It's so good. I get it with an egg because I'm not a vegan, and add some protein, but it's really, really good.
Talk to me about self-care while moving. Story.
Oh my God.
Have you practiced any self-care in the week since you've moved?
You know what, Kate? I actually have, because the master bath in our new house has a bathtub.
So you were like, let me get right in here.
I was like, let me get in this tub. The night we moved, it was 14 and a half hours of moving. And as soon as the movers were gone, I started running that bath. The house was in complete disarray. And I was like, I'm getting in the bath.
Were you able to find like some salts or anything? You just take a pure water bath?
That night I couldn't find anything. I just got in the bath. I did have some soap because I had, because I'd set aside some stuff, but that felt amazing. And I've taken like three more baths since.
That's amazing. You moved a week ago.
Yeah, 6 days ago.
6 days ago.
Mm-hmm. I've taken like four baths.
Half the week has been filled with baths.
Yeah.
That must feel so great.
So that has really felt good.
I've been bathing more as well.
Oh, I love
that. The second I got in, I was like, why don't I do this? I own a bathtub, which I've never had.
You have a really nice bathtub.
Yes. It was here before we bought our house, but someone put in like a bathtub with jacuzzi jets in this house. And I've never even like had a bathtub in the many years I've lived alone. It's been a lot of showers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I circling back to those Epsom salts. I've just been getting in that bath a lot.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. So you have found a way, because moving, as the people say, is one of the like top 10 most traumatic life experiences one can go through.
It is still stressful, but the first, I would say, 3 days were extremely stressful.
Were you and Matt able to communicate and like keep your cool with each other? Because I feel like moving is what Anthony and I are like ready to.
Yeah. I mean, there were definitely some tense moments.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, it all kind of came to a head and we got into a huge fight. But that actually was good because we ended up clearing the air and kind of like talking through a bunch of stuff about the move, about the house. And I think it put us like in a much better place. And it felt like, okay, now we're on the same page. Like, we both have the same goal here. And like, we're both working towards this goal. And so that was good. Sometimes I like a fight. I'm not going to lie.
That terrifies me as a person who's afraid of confrontation.
Well, it's just like,
I can never handle it.
I like the aftermath of a fight if it goes well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a nice like air clearing fight where you just like get everything out, like stuff that you didn't even know that you were carrying.
Oh God, this would rock me for days.
Really?
Yeah.
I always feel like so good afterwards.
Oh boy.
Do you want to get in a fight?
No. That's my biggest fear. I am so fighting. I can't. It doesn't bring me any calm. It makes me feel I'm not good at it. I shut down.
I mean, look, I could probably work on having those same conversations outside of the context of a fight. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I think something like a move, like when you're going through.
Sometimes you're just in a fight. You know? We don't fight. We really don't fight that much. And I think it was just, it had been like 5 straight days of just moving and unpacking and like kind of chaos.
Yeah.
And it was really stressful. And then the next day I got my period. And I was oh, this was why I was like especially sensitive. And I had a splitting headache that afternoon. I'm not like a person who gets headaches. I was like, why do I have a headache? And I was like, maybe it was that one glass of wine I had last night. But I think it was just because I was getting my period.
The worst feeling.
Yeah. So, but overall, I'm really happy in the house. Like, it just feels so much better, feels so much nicer. Henry has so much more space. The kitchen is so much more usable. Like, it's just better. It feels more private. It's quiet.
So pumped for you.
Beau has room to roam.
Have you been in your pool yet?
Kate, it's been freezing.
You didn't jump in the first night you moved in?
No, I did not. They're putting up a pool fence tomorrow.
Good.
Which I'm excited about.
Can we circle back to your baths? What do you do in the bath? Are you reading? Are you just like thinking?
So the baths I took this past week, I was just sitting there and just zoning out.
Decompressing,
closing my eyes for a few minutes while not wanting to fall asleep and drown in the bath. But just like sitting and just being in the bath. The bathtub has a shower door like attached to it. So I don't think I can put like a tray.
I know what you mean. Is that like sliding door?
Yeah. Cause there's not enough room on the edge of the tub. But I think I had gotten a bath pillow for our old house that I didn't use there very much. And then I think it like one of the suctiony things came off. So I think I'm going to get a new bath pillow. And maybe some, you know, a couple other accoutrements to really make it special.
I put in my battery operated candles
mm.
because I know you mentioned when we were on Caroline's mm-hmm. podcast, she thinks just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about these battery operated fake candles and how you put them in the bath, like not in the bath, but you put
in
them
in the bathroom.
Yes, in the bathroom. Isn't when you it take nice? A bath. Yes, it was great.
Yeah.
And not having to worry about like if I forgot to blow mm-hmm. out the candles,
yeah,
because I sometimes do that.
I don't know. Oh, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I do know where the LED candles are. They're in a box that hasn't been unpacked yet. But I'm gonna find them and put them in the bathroom.
Yeah, that makes it made the atmosphere just really pleasant.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I've been like getting in the bath and watching Schitt's Creek.
Ooh. You know. Do you like put your iPad in a bag or something?
No, I just like put my phone. I have my tub is kind of like in a corner and there's like a not a mantle, but like there is a little place I can put mm-hmm. something. Actually, a tray would be really nice though.
Yeah.
And I just like cozy in. Schitt's Creek's about like, you know, 22 minutes
yeah.
long, and I just
ooh,
I just do it.
That yeah. sounds nice.
You know what I started doing, by
what?
The way? I started journaling.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah. I was inspired by you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a really great phone call with one of my best friends, and she was telling me that she has started journaling in the past year, and she's found it like transformative. And she's never journaled, and it started her just like Kate, I had sent her a journal, which I did not remember.
Oh, wow.
She was like, you sent it to me. And I was like, no, I guess I'll just write like what I did each day. And it's become a practice for her, like a nightly practice where she has a cup of tea, does her journal. And then she said she meditates with the
wow.
Calm app. I was like, are you my podcast at its best? But so I was listening to her, and she was like, it's just a really like, I love to do it at the end of the day. It's her own time. And I was like, you know, between this and Dory, I should just write, like, doesn't need to be long.
No,
you know, I think
it
in
doesn't.
My head, I feel like I have to journal like I did in high school, where
right.
it was like pages and pages.
And very angsty.
Oh my God. So much angst about my first boyfriend. Senior year of high school.
I'm excited for you.
I found a journal in our like bookshelf.
Totally.
Completely unused. And I just started kind of writing, checking in every day. I've missed it this weekend. I didn't get to it because okay. we were busy, but I saw it today and I was like, I gotta get back
are
to
you.
Are
you doing
tonight.
It in bed? Like where are you
yeah,
doing
I get
it?
Into bed okay. and then I just like grab mm-hmm. it, write a few lines, and then I read.
May I suggest something that would enhance your journal experience?
Is it like a little tiny pillow desk?
Yoga toes.
Oh, Dory, no. Absolutely not.
Just try
no.
them.
No, I don't think those are for me.
Okay.
All right. What do they do? Just stretch out your toes?
Yeah, I really feel like they're helping my feet.
I don't know. I mean, okay.
But maybe your feet don't need help.
No, everything about me needs help. What are you talking about? Yes, my feet need help. I have been meaning to purchase the Vaseline alternatives that a listener recommended.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I like very adamantly and confidently was like, I'll try those, listener.
Yeah.
So I have to buy that. So maybe when I make that purchase, I will buy yoga toes.
Okay.
I got to do some online research where I can find all these things. So maybe I'll give them a shot.
I mean,
aren't they painful?
No.
They're just stretching
like the
your toes.
The first couple times, they're a little weird. But then you're like, ooh, like my feet feel good.
Do you think that Yoga Toes Incorporated is going to ever hear this and offer to sponsor this podcast?
I mean, they really should, given the amount of free advertising I've
talked
given
about
them.
Yoga Toes on every episode for a straight month. When you say it makes your feet feel better, is it something you notice like while walking or just like you're more stretched out?
You know, I feel like, and I maybe this has nothing to do with the yoga toes, but the night that we went to the iHeart Radio Podcast Awards, I wore these shoes that had historically been very uncomfortable. Not very uncomfortable. Like, I could walk in them, but they weren't like, I wasn't going to, you know, I didn't gravitate towards them. And really, they didn't hurt my feet that night.
Now, Dory, are you circling back to the beginning of this podcast?
Yes.
If someone complains about their feet hurting, are you going to be like, well, I use yoga toes, so my feet never hurt?
No, and I'm also going to say correlation is not causation. This could be something
boom,
totally unrelated. Like, maybe the shoes are finally broken in, and that's why they didn't hurt.
But also on the flip side, stuff works, and that has worked for you.
Yeah, and you know, part of my issue has been that my toes feel cramped often in shoes, and so I am trying to wear shoes with bigger toe boxes.
Oh my God. I forgot. We got some recommendations for toe box shoes.
We have. And so I don't know. I think the combination is helping. I have to look at I have to take a good look at my toes. Maybe I'll do that tonight and see if they actually look better.
Well, you know, we have on our calendar of things to do is a foot care.
We do.
Episode where we can really dig into this stuff. Mm-hmm. I also, because I hate feet, that whole episode is going to be a real, like, a exposure therapy for me.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Like, even just hearing you talk about feet.
I know, you really recoil.
I did just now. I know. Yeah. Feet, man, they don't do it for me.
I mean, they don't like do it for me either, but I'm not like, ew, feet. Like, they're just feet.
Oh, I can't.
And like, I'm grateful for my feet.
I am too, for sure. But in like an aesthetic way, I cannot even like look at feet.
They're just like short hands.
Dory.
I mean, they're like long hands, but with short fingers. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's even worse. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I know my other people who have like foot aversions will hear me.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, on that note, should we take a short break?
Yeah, because we're going to come back to talk about self-love, and I might have to love my feet at some point.
I'm into that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
So, no matter how you feel about Valentine's Day, we wanted to just talk about love on this Valentine's Day, but talk about self-love.
Yes. Screw the other people.
Let's love ourselves.
Let's be into ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, how do you define self-love? Because as we were like conversing and seeing listeners' response to the question that we posed on Instagram about it, which was like, how do you practice self-love? Mm-hmm. I noticed as I was writing about it for myself that it's different than self-care.
Yes. So this is something that I'm actually struggling with because I feel like self-care is more like, self-care can range from anything from like staying on top of your credit to taking baths. But I feel like there's not always so much the intention of like consciously loving yourself as you're doing it. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, the thing that came to mind, like the first thing out of the bat, I sat down and looked at the question, which was how do we practice it? And what I kind of landed on is the biggest, and this was very broad for me, but my self-love practice is accepting myself as I am, which I actually think is very hard for me to do and has been something I've been really working on since I became an adult. And this means like accepting myself as I am in terms of my appearance, my body, but also like who I am, my hobbies, my passions, my beliefs, my feelings, my interests, self-validating, not making...
Maybe like, self-love is more about, it is more about feelings and it is more about identity.
Well, for me, it's about not
apologizing or feeling bad about who I am.
Because
I think I think that was a core practice of mine as a young person and a young adult, was not really trusting that like there was validity in the things I liked or the things I believed or in who and who I am. And that, and I feel like in accepting myself, that is how I practice loving myself. And that is not always easy.
No, it's really hard. I mean, I feel like this is something I really need to work on.
Well, do you feel compassion toward yourself? Because that, I think, is another part of it, is practicing empathy toward yourself.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that.
You are?
Yeah. I'm making that
right,
face.
You're making the face I make about feet. So
Yeah.
That's interesting. What do you... Dig in there, Dory.
Well, I think we've talked about this before when I talked about how, like, I'm trying to be less judgmental of other people, but it's hard because I'm very judgmental of myself.
You do hold yourself to very high standards.
I do.
Yeah.
Unrealistic standards, some might say.
Is that something you've practiced since, like, you were a kid, as long as you can remember?
Totally.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of unlearning.
Yeah. Fuck. That's, you know, so hard.
But I think being aware of it is a good first step.
Completely.
But it is the kind of thing where it's like, if I don't catch myself, I can really like go down a road.
Of kind of, is it self-loathing or is it like self-judgment?
It's self-judgment. It's not self-loathing. Like, I like myself. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I feel like I don't often have enough, as much like compassion for myself as I would like to.
Which is interesting because I feel like one of the things you're practicing is like not offering advice to people, but just like hearing what they say and offering empathy. Like, that's interesting that you've put that into practice in your relationships with other people. But have yet to get there with yourself. I think, I mean, honestly,
but maybe it starts with other people.
I think so. I think our relationships to ourselves are the most challenging ones.
Yeah. And, you know, I should also say, like, as we're talking about the difference between self-care and self-love, I do feel like I've gotten much better at self-care.
Well, and I think they can overlap. Like, practicing self-care is an act of loving yourself, right?
Yes.
Do we think?
I think so.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
This is kind of deep.
Yeah.
It's like a little prickly for me.
Let's unpack that.
Well, not in a bad way, but I'm just thinking, you know, we had the mini episode where the caller, or not caller, where the listener wrote in about how they tell white lies.
Yeah.
And which resonated with me because that was something I used to do. And I think I did it because I didn't believe that my own reasons were valid enough. Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't give my own feelings or my beliefs or what I was experiencing credit. So I had to embellish in order to make it feel more valid.
Yeah.
White lying came up mostly for me, like in quitting jobs. So I was so scared of disappointing people that I felt like I couldn't give my honest reason, that I had to make it sound more extreme so they wouldn't be mad at me for leaving. This is very deep stuff I will talk about in therapy as well. But just that white lie caller really struck me. I could really relate with some of what they were saying. So when I stopped doing that, I think was when I started to actually have a relationship with loving myself a bit more, because does that make sense? Like, I gave my own feelings weight, and I also was in a place where I felt confident enough to voice what my feelings were.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about that white lie caller and what you're saying. And it does strike me that telling white lies is a way of protecting yourself and protecting yourself from rejection or judgment. But it's also, I think it's also like a little way of asserting control over a situation that you feel like you don't have control over.
That's interesting.
Right? Because like, you know something that the other person doesn't, which is that you're not telling the truth.
Ooh, that's an interesting twist. I've never thought about it that way. Or is just nodding confidently.
This just occurred to me.
Oh, that's a really interesting point of view.
And I think especially for people who don't feel, people who don't feel like they're in control of a situation, people who feel powerless, it can be like
this little way of just asserting just the smallest degree of control.
I mean, maybe that's not a brown thing.
No, I actually, the example that you are giving, leaving a job and telling a white lie, that does not bother me. Like in the hierarchy of
honesty and lies
and also like moral transgressions or ethical transgressions, this does not rank like especially high for me. Now, if this is like you tell white lies about everything in your life, and so of course you're going to tell a white lie about leaving a job, then I'd be like, okay, let's discuss that. But if it's like this is the one area that you're telling this white lie, like, I don't know, it's kind of like, should you be honest? Yes, of course. But is this like the worst thing? Could you still get into the good place? Like, probably.
Oh, good. Thank you. R.I.P. the good place.
I know. R.I.P. So yeah, so I don't know. Maybe 2020 will be like our year of self-love.
Well, how do you do you have practices that you feel like are elements of self-love? Like, I wrote down for myself, like, oiling my skin and reading romance, that to me is self-love because I've stopped apologizing for these things. Like, I'm not gonna apologize. Like, I like to mist and oil my face.
Yeah.
And like, I don't care. And I like reading only romance with the occasional other thing mixed in. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've stopped feeling like I have to apologize for who I am. And so doing the things that I really enjoy feel like acts of self-love for me.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that?
Reading cozy mysteries.
See, there we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Puzzling.
I mean, that's a new one. But yeah, puzzling. I mean, yeah, this all gets back to like questions of like who we really are at our core. And what are the what are the activities that we do that kind of nurture that core?
That was the word I was going to say.
Yeah.
Nurturing ourselves.
Yeah.
I love what some of our listeners said.
Yeah. So we asked on Instagram for our listeners to tell us how they practice self-love. And we got such lovely responses.
Can I just say, nothing is more, I feel like, validating that when you pose a question through that question app on Instagram and you get responses.
And like really great responses.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you all
so
much.
That is so meaningful.
There were a few common themes. One of them was yoga. A lot of people said yoga, which I appreciate. A lot of people said like going to bed early, getting in a lot of sleep is a way that they practice self-love. But should we just read some of these?
Yeah, let's dig in, discuss, and then go from there. Because it's interesting how the idea of self-love is interpreted, right?
Yes.
For some people, it's physical. For some people, it's within their body. For some people, it's mental and emotional. Okay, boom. Massage.
Love this. Love massage.
Yes.
Physical touch. Great.
Physical touch. It's so important for you, for your spirit, for your bones.
For everything. Reading tarot for myself.
That's just cool.
I loved that one. That is a really good one. Epsom salt baths, taking myself on nice dates, comfortable lounge attire, and solo workouts. This list of from one person really spoke to me.
Well, that's another thing about self-love is dressing how you want to dress, I feel like, is another really just wonderful part of loving and honoring yourself.
And also this idea of like dating yourself, whether or not you're dating someone else.
Yeah, which we're going to get to fucking ourselves too down the road.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a little bit of an X-rated episode.
Making myself a meal from scratch.
Okay, so this is something I am connecting with a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this.
I mean, not really. I've had glimpses of it because food, because of how my brain is, following recipes and cooking has been very hard for me.
Yeah.
My whole life.
Yeah.
But there are moments where like I pick a special meal and I make it and just, it's like I slow myself down and the process of it is really gratifying. And like the act of the prepping and cooking is as satisfying as then eating the meal. I don't know. I'm into it.
Love the specificity of this next one.
Yeah, let's all try this.
Hot shower with chill lo-fi study beats playlist on Spotify.
Gonna try that one out.
I need to get one of those waterproof Bluetooth speakers for my shower.
Well, my husband has one.
You know, I got one for my husband. I was like, this is a thing Matt would be into because he could like listen to a podcast in the shower. And he never used it.
Oh, just take it.
I don't know. Well, now I don't know where it is.
It's packed in a box somewhere. Yeah. My husband blasts podcasts so loudly while taking care of himself in the bathroom. It is a experience. Okay. Another listener wrote, meditation / masturbation, knowing my worth and accepting the love I deserve.
Yes. Amen to that.
The two M's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both great.
I share what I want. Most of the time, people want to help us with reasonable things.
Woof. This is powerful. Yeah. I share what I want. What?
I know.
What do you think that person means? Like they vocalize their...
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
And like, and probably also like if they need things.
Well, you know, I did this recently. I don't know if you saw. We are in a mutual a Facebook community together. Mm-hmm. And I asked the community to share a goal.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
And I shared a goal that I
yeah.
have landed on, which is to run the Boston Marathon,
mm-hmm.
which is something I've always dreamed of doing and have talked myself out of. And I was like, no, you know what? I want to do this and I'm going to share it to give it weight, like put it into the world.
Yeah.
And that felt very empowering.
It's very powerful.
I think that's really cool. Let's do a couple more and then we'll take a break.
Okay, great.
Okay, I love this one. Saying no to things when it's just too much.
And you know what I think is nice about saying no to things when it's just too much? It's nice to know yourself well enough to be able to say no when you get the invitation versus saying no, canceling at the last minute.
You're saying you have the power to say no.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of feeling obligated and then
feeling obligated and feeling like, well, it'll just be better if I cancel at the last minute. Like if you go into something knowing that you don't really want to go to it, but you say yes, that you'll go, giving yourself the out to cancel.
Yeah. Then it doesn't do, it's not good for anybody.
No. So I think it is an act of self-love to just like preemptively say no.
Sometimes you got to say no.
Sometimes you got to say no. Okay. One more and then we're going to take a break. I like this. I clean my house, light all my candles and watch Sex and the City all day. It's luxury.
That sounds truly like
truly luxury.
The best freaking day.
Yeah.
A clean house, candles and just episode after episode
of Sex and the City.
Of Sex and the City.
I wonder which season she watches.
Got to start from the first and just go to the end.
Oh my God. The first is so funny to watch
it's
now.
It feels especially dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we're back.
You know, TV did factor into this because in addition to Sex and the City, one listener mentioned At Home Pedicures and Criminal Minds reruns.
Mm-hmm.
And another said, I only watch media that brings me joy, like Schitt's Creek, the most joyful show ever. Show? I kind of said that like in a Canadian accent.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'm becoming one.
Interesting. Also, music played into this a lot.
Yeah. And dancing.
And dancing. I made a Spotify XXX playlist for Naughty Time.
Can you share?
I know. We need that playlist.
Also, while I totally appreciate what this listener is saying, I want to say, I don't think we need to call sex naughty anymore.
Oh, I agree.
I think.
Yeah, that did stick out to me too.
Yeah. But I know what, look, I know it's a word used to describe sexual activity. I'm not blaming you, my listener friend, but I think we can just say for fun times.
Mm.
But give us that playlist. I don't have a XXX playlist.
I don't either.
Yep. Mine's going to be all like Indigo Girls.
Her husband's going to be like, I am not in the mood now.
Okay, sorry. What is a kegelbell?
Isn't it a thing to strengthen your?
I mean, I know what a kegel is.
Kegel muscles.
Strengthening the vagina, the pelvic
floor.
Yeah,
our erstwhile producer Sammy is Googling.
Sammy, what is a kegelbell? Oh, maybe it's a sex toy. Kegelbell.
I'm picturing something that helps you strengthen your kegels.
It is. It's a weight training, according to Google, a weight training system for your kegel, for your pelvic floor, not for your kegel, for your pelvic floor. Interesting. I love that. That is what a listener's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, pelvic floor care, also a hot topic. We got to dig into
hot
more.
Hot topic.
So for our friends, we all have pelvic floors, do we not?
We do.
That is a universal thing. Oh, it's a whole system. Kegelbell. Okay. Hey, listener, tell us more about Kegelbell. I'm curious.
I really like this one too. Rewriting the negative voices to positive ones. Don't shame the inner critic. Care for and teach
That's
it.
That's so beautiful.
That's so powerful.
I feel like I've operated from a place of shame so much in my
and
life.
And judgment.
Yes, and judgment.
Yep.
Look at you over there.
Mm-hmm. Judgy McJudgerson.
That's not what I'm saying. Judgy McJudgerson.
Judgy.
I mean, look, Judgy got a law degree. Judgy. Oh, boy. Okay. Calming down. Yes, this is a beautiful way of framing it. Nurturing that inner critic.
Yeah.
Here's one that I love. I follow plus size influencers on Instagram to normalize beautiful larger bodies.
That's a great one.
Same. Oh, what someone wrote, this made me realize self-care is not always self-love. OMG, I don't have an answer.
This person gets me.
Yep. Sobriety is my self-love.
Saying no and creating boundaries.
I mean. These are great. Taking daily pics of myself,
especially
when I'm feeling good.
I loved this one.
Yeah.
This was good.
Ooh, that's a cool one.
Elastic waist pants.
I mean, you and me both.
Another TV one, getting high and watching Mr. Show.
Look, great. Funny, classic show.
Mm-hmm.
Practice rejecting diet culture. Totally. Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even me, old agnostic over here, I pray.
Oh.
I don't know if it's praying, but it's like meditation in my brain. Seems like the same thing.
Mm.
Someone said, pause and shut down the inner critic.
Yeah.
Say something positive to myself.
I love this too. Listening to Lizzo, her songs remind me what it means. Yeah.
Very cool.
Lizzo gets it. Also bought a jacuzzi this year. Worth not going on vacation for 3 years. I use it every day.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Right? Like, what a life changing.
What is your jacuzzi self-practice?
Ooh.
Self-practice? Jacuzzi self-care. Like,
jacuzzi practice.
Yeah. Like, do you do it naked? Do you wear a bathing suit?
Is it outside? Is it inside? It's inside, right? Outside it would be a hot tub.
Wait, what?
Or is it the same thing?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Unless this is like a regional thing, like pop and soda.
Maybe.
I would keep it outside in my fantasy world. I would go in naked every night. I'd bring a robe.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Ooh, that sounds good.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Maybe you guys should build a jacuzzi.
Oh,
outside.
Yeah. That won't cost anything. Yeah. This person had to save for 3 years.
Yeah.
Going outside and feeling the sun on my face.
Yes. Lovely. Yeah. This is a good one. Talking to myself like a friend would when I look in the mirror. I need to do that.
Do you?
I think so. Like, get outside myself. You know what I mean?
I feel like the inner critic.
Yeah.
Or the inner judge. That's interesting that's a thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have it too, but I think in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really along those lines, giving myself attagirls each day. It could be for something big like a promotion or something small like flossing.
Oh, me, you and me both.
Yeah.
Here's a yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some time solo in nature.
Touching my soft belly. As a fat woman, this has been so amazing and changed my outlook.
Oh, that's a cool physical practice.
Yeah.
I buy myself gifts and wrap them up, especially for Valentine's Day.
I'm going to do that.
I know. I want to buy myself something.
And then someone also said sexy novels are a great starting point, which, like, I think you co-sign.
Oh, we are going to eventually have a sexy novel episode on this podcast.
I can't wait.
And yeah, I just reading a book that makes me feel good, titillated.
Sure.
Excited, an adrenaline rush. It's all I need in life.
Yeah.
Well,
that was such a lovely experience reading all of these.
It was. It was really empowering and an honor, dare I say. It's cool to hear what other people's practices are for themselves.
Yes.
Because there's no right or wrong. What is important is giving yourself that, like, space of care and love.
We'll post a bunch of these on our Instagram and put them in our highlights so you can reference them after this episode.
And we will keep working on our own self-love practices.
Yeah.
It's a good larger intention.
Like
a 2020 intention.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, we didn't set year intentions.
No, we didn't.
Still working on the week.
Yeah.
The week intentions.
Speaking of those week intentions. How did you do being outside more?
You know, I want to say not well.
Okay.
I am very fortunate in that I can walk my children to school every day. So every morning, one parent at least is walking outside with them and the dog. And I really do like that time, especially because it's kind of when the weather transitions from, like, cool to warm and the sky is really bright and beautiful and it just feels lovely.
What time do your kids have to be at school?
Around 8:20.
Okay.
But in terms of just, like, making more time, like, one thing I've thought about doing is going outside and just, like, sitting for a few minutes, or, like, having my tea outside. Or I've talked a little bit about gardening. Like,
yeah.
I have some overgrown herb plants that could really be cut back, but I just haven't figured out making the space for them. Now, one thing I will say is that I noticed my phone usage went up this week. So clearly I could turn my phone off and go, like, touch the grass.
Okay.
But,
or roll around in it.
I feel like I would roll right into dog poop.
Okay.
Like, my dog would have placed a tiny poop in a spot I missed and I would just dig in. But, you know, I do feel like we have access. I have access to the outdoors here just by walking into my backyard, which I feel so grateful for.
Yeah.
And then in Los Angeles, we're very lucky that, like, we have hiking trails that are right in the city and beautiful outdoor spaces that I would really like to take as much advantage of as I can. So it's on the forefront of my mind, but I just didn't do a great job specifically this week.
What about this week? What are you intending?
Well, if you can hear me sniffling into the microphone, I just put, I'm going to take it easy, not push it, and heal this dumb cold. For example, I'm canceling dinner plans tonight because I think, knowing myself, if I go out, like, on a weeknight, it takes me, once I get home, it takes me, like, an hour and a half to, like, decompress from being out. Do you find that? Like, I'm, like, wired.
Yep.
And so I know, even if I make it, if I leave early, I know I'm still going to be, I can't wind down.
Yep.
So I think the best thing for me is to, unfortunately, cancel the plans and just, like, put myself to bed early, maybe take a bath, just try to get as much sleep as I can.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, like, compassionately take it easy. Anyway, last week for you, Dory.
Yes.
Your intention was, try not to lose my shit on the day of the move. Did you lose your shit? We kind of established that you got in a fight.
But that didn't happen until Saturday.
So you didn't lose your shit.
The move was Tuesday. No, and I think you and I talked about this a little bit off the air, which is I was, like, super stressed leading up to the move.
We did.
And then the actual day of the move, I wouldn't say I was, like, zen, but I was sort of like, okay, like, we're going to do what we got to do. We'll get it done. Whereas my husband was, like, very stressed on the actual day of the move and had not been that stressed leading up to it. So I would say, yeah, I didn't lose my shit on the day of the move.
Good work.
Intention fulfilled.
Check.
Check. So this week, I think I'm gonna go back to our discussion of baths. I would like to think about how I want to enhance my bath experience. I'm gonna find those LED candles. I think I'm gonna get a new bath pillow.
Maybe you should download that Chill Vibes Spotify playlist.
The download that Chill Vibes. I'll also try to find that Bluetooth speaker.
Yes, yes, yes. Find that.
And, you know, I'm really going to have a time.
The time in the tub.
Yeah.
I keep a Biosense mask, like a gel mask by my tub. So every time I get in, I'm like, well, I have 10 minutes at least. So I just like wet my face and put that mask on and then wash it off. I know you're not Ms. Mask, but it's just like a fun, like I'm like, yeah, I'm multitasking is what I'm doing.
Yeah. I did buy some lavender infused Epsom salts and those were really nice. And then Matt found, I guess I had gotten at some point some bath oil that I'd forgotten about. And so I'm going to use that, I think, the next time I get in the bath.
Well, happy bathing.
Well, thank you so much,
Dory.
Yes.
This has been a really fun episode.
It truly has been. Thank you. Likewise.
I'm still laughing to myself about Her Honor, Judgey McJudgerson.
All rise. Judge Judgey McJudgerson. It's in the house. Is that what they say? That's what they say.
That's the okay, legal
that
way.
Is
all
a
right.
Legal term.
On that note, Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dory Shafrir and Kate Spencer and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. And Sam Reed is our project manager. And we thank you so much for listening.
Bye.